Hello and welcome to Newly Primary School's first ever podcast. Someone that the children have grown to love in Class 1 is Mr. Thorne and his pet giraffe, Geraldine. You will see this on our QR codes, it will take you to the playlists. But here's a quick song that children and I sing before we learn the sound of the day. Please excuse the tone deafness of our voice. Yep.
We are learning our sounds.
Geraldine, you phoneme queen, giraffing on the phonic scene, giraffing here, giraffing there, all over New Leek with a phoneme flair, always willing to have a go. How many phonemes do you know? Looking for the letter sound, show me the objects you have found. I remember vividly when Lennox started school, getting the information that they were starting phonics. And so perhaps you're the mum of a little one and was expecting your child to read and learn about Clever Cat or Annie Apple like you did as a kid. Any other 80s kids out there? When they started the alphabet at about age 5, then you hear the word phonics. Nursery says, "We're starting phonics," to your 2-year-old, and I can almost guarantee you'll be thinking, "Oh no, what's phonics about?" But you won't want to admit this to the enthusiastic nursery teacher covered with glitter. So instead, you smile and nod and then go home, silently panicking. But don't panic, and I can explain it in 5 minutes. Way less, actually. It's really simple. And I recently have been doing little short bursts on our Facebook page. So if you prefer to look on there, then you can go ahead. Nursery doesn't start with ABC anymore. Instead, we teach sounds the letters make, which is all phonics means. Phon equals sound. Because this makes it easier for children to blend the sounds together to make a word and therefore read. So instead of saying s or s for s, they say s. So when your child reads a word, sit, then they sound it out. S-it. Yeah. As opposed to s-it. Which would be soot. Not really what we want them to say. I used a really good example with the children. M-op. Mop. But if we say m-op and per, it makes a really strange word. There's no such word. So the sound for M is m. And the sound for P is a very short, soft p. With the emphasis on the P. So what do you do as a parent? Well, it's really simple. Either use the correct names for the letters, as the alphabet song, or sound the letters makes as per phonics. Try not to say m or p or s. You get the idea. The first sounds phonics introduces your sound is M-A-S-D-T, or if we're trying it a different way that year, S-A-T-P-I-N. So if you want to try these at home, then it will match what your nursery in your school does. However, I've always found children love their own ideas, don't you, Aria? Yep, she nods. So I've always started with the letters in their name when playing, rather than zapping, which they do at different schools. To?
Thank you for listening to our podcast.